It was a long road back, to be honest with you, a hell of a long road back, but delighted to get over the line and obviously go one step further than last year. They had trained well, we knew we had trained well, I suppose without covering old ground again, you know, the difference between a 1 week turnaround and a 2 week turnaround really is probably you're going to get one session done in a 1 week turnaround, and I would say with a 2 week turnaround you're looking at five or six. That's massive from a coaching point of view, you know, trying to get the information pulled together, but to get out on the pitch and repeatedly work on the things that you feel would be important in the game, that's huge, you know. So we got that, you know, we got that opportunity to work on things and then come away from that and then, you know, make some tweaks and do that again, and you're building that over four or five. So we spoke about it as coaches in the hotel this morning, that they, you know, that it feels like there is a performance in them, because a lot of the things that we were looking to achieve in the game, there was a consistency in our training. So that's brilliant, and obviously we get another 2 weeks now into the final, and hopefully we can go down the same road. I suppose Meath carry the 2 points out all the time, you know, and there was a really hot spot there on the right hand side of the arc that they were hitting hard in the first half, and obviously we had to make a bit of an adjustment there. Their switches of play are something that they're very, very good at, and then they tried to get players in an overload situation on the weak side, and that area of the pitch today on the right hand side of the arc, the wind was just bringing the ball in that area, you know, so it didn't take a huge amount to get a two over the bar from that pocket. So yeah, we had to make a wee bit of an adjustment there, and once we did that, you know, we were able then to sort of control the game a wee bit more defensively. But control the game defensively is not a term that's been used very often nowadays, but certainly I thought the boys done a good job whenever we made that adjustment. It's huge every day, that's the bottom line, you know. Meath have a lot of big men, obviously, you know, you have to take that on. We have a lot of big men ourselves, you know, and we have them all on the pitch. So kickouts have become absolutely huge. Trying to retain your own kickout, Meath got a very good squeeze on us on the first half. I know we were playing against the breeze, but certainly they did get a really good squeeze on us. We were able to do really well on their kickout even towards the end of the first half, and then obviously they were playing against the breeze in the second half. It made it a bit easier. That threat of out over the top doesn't exist to the same level, you know. So yeah, it's a huge part of the game, and then once you get hands on the ball, you can sort of start to implement your own game plan from a possession point of view. Oh, listen, it's great. You know, there's a good bit of commentary, I suppose, about how we play sometimes, and maybe it is a wee bit different than other teams, but you know, without covering the same ground all the time, you know, that's who we are. Like at this stage of the game, you know, we know what we want to do, and it's been in our blood for a long, long time, and we just try to tap into that. And I think it was Finbar that turned that one over, a brilliant turnover, and we got all the way up the pitch and made it count, you know, which is great. It's encouraging, you know. We're creating, even the first half we created some goal scoring opportunities, we kind of felt that if we could keep at it and keep trusting ourselves, we could get into more goal scoring opportunity moments, and that's the way it panned out. So yeah, that's positive. Obviously, you know, trying to keep that going is the big one now. I suppose the strength of the group at the moment is the squad, and everybody's pushing really, really hard. There's a couple of lads there that have trained really well that didn't get on, and the people that did get on, Keelan, even when he came into the game, you know, obviously he's been a huge player for us for the last couple of years. He shored up the middle there and was really solid. So yeah, there's good competition for places, and we'll be back to ground zero on Tuesday night in terms of that now, and everybody will be putting their best foot forward, you know, whether it's the first 15 or trying to get on the pitch or to make the 26. That's what you want within the group, and in fairness to the lads, they've been brilliant in that regard. I think the number one thing on the list there would be depth, just the thing we've been speaking about. We didn't know at that stage, I suppose, the rule changes that were coming down the line and the physical demands of the rule changes. But certainly, you know, we knew that we needed people to come in and give us more depth, and strengthen. Oren McFadden Ferry today came into the team in the second half. He has come back in, Oren McHugh has come back in, Michael has come back in, you know, probably missing somebody there as well. Oren McGettigan. But we knew that we needed to be stronger, and it would build its own energy within the group, because it would be more competitive and people want to play naturally. So I think we did see that today, because we were able to make those changes the whole way through the game, and as I say, you know, going to play Kerry in an All-Ireland final, you're going to need every man. You're going to need every man that you've got. That's a huge challenge, and they're so confident about what they do, and there's a rite of passage there almost, you know, in terms of winning All-Ireland. So that's the first thing we're going to have to meet head on, but certainly it'll not be 15 players. It'll be every single player we can get onto a pitch that'll be needed. You see, we're all watching it no more than ourselves. Like, you know, they've just a lot of quality. You know, they've a lot of skill level. They're playing for each other. You can see that they're very united and they're very together. I thought their interviews were very balanced and very controlled, and they're on a bit of a mission themselves, you know. So yeah, listen, it's great for us. It's a great challenge. We're looking forward to it. We'll have to get the heads down now, get down the road and start that process as quickly as we can, and look forward to it. Well, first thing I say with Brendan is he's climbed the ladder. You know, for any young defender out there, he's climbed the ladder. And I remember when he made his debut, he got a very rough introduction to inter-county football. So I suppose to answer your question, he's very conscientious. He works very hard at his game. He wants to know as much as he can about opposition forwards. He trains really well. He's focused on his own training, and he wants to defend. That's the bottom line. He wants to defend. He wants to really, really defend. And Jordan Morris is a brilliant player and a brilliant talent and a player that can do serious damage and play off the cuff. They're the hardest players to mark without a shadow of a doubt. So I thought he did a brilliant, brilliant job today.